Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
It's Thursday, and I'm so glad that you're joining us today at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Joining me today, not only to benefit us by his years of experience, but also to help me as my voice flags just a little bit, is David Holland. Dave, thanks for being here, buddy.
Hi, Stephen. Happy to help. Thanks.
You're really getting a workout in this series.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love having you here. We are really enjoying this series that Derek Prince has been teaching us about God's plan for your money. And what excites me, Dave, is that we're going to be learning today about how giving is not just abstract giving. It's not just, you know, throwing your money to the wind, but it's described in the Bible as specifically planting seed. That's an exciting concept.
It really is. It's inescapable if you read the Bible that finances and seed are intertwined, that seed is often a metaphor for material resources. You can't get around that. Some people react to that. Some people are reluctant about it. Some people are offended by it. But there's no escaping it, and it really is an exciting concept, as Derek's going to demonstrate today.
Well, when you plant healthy seed, that means something's about to grow, and that's the exciting part. Well, let's get right to it as Derek teaches us about giving as sowing.
In my previous talks this week, I've established five important facts in connection with giving. And I just want to review those five facts briefly. First, the key to right giving is grace. It's not a matter of law, and grace is received only through Jesus, only through the cross, and only by faith. Second, the first thing we must give to God is not our money, but ourselves. We cannot buy God's favor. He requires that first we surrender ourselves to Him without reservation. Third, when we have surrendered ourselves, then right giving completes and establishes our righteousness. And it says of such a person, his righteousness endures forever. Fourth, giving is a proof of the sincerity of our love for God and for the people of God. We have to put our money where our mouth is. And fifth, giving calls down God's favor upon us in a special way, especially cheerful giving. God loves a hilarious giver. Today I'm going to share another aspect of giving, and that is giving as sowing seed. I'm going to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, where Paul says this, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give." So, Paul is talking about giving our money, but he uses the figure or the analogy of sowing and reaping. So he says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. But he's not talking about a farmer and his farm. He's talking about the Christian and his giving to God and the kingdom of God. But the analogy is taken from agriculture. Now, we all know today that there are certain basic principles of agriculture. And if you want to succeed in agriculture, you have to follow those basic principles. The possibility of success is there, but achieving success depends upon following the principles or the laws of agriculture. When we think in terms of agriculture and of giving as sowing, this leads us to understand that we should expect an increase from our giving, but only in proportion to what we sow. For example, and now we go to agriculture, a farmer sows one bushel of wheat. His increase, which is a biblical proportion, is 100 times. How much does he receive? 100 bushels. That's easy. But if he sows 10 bushels and his increase is 100 times, he receives back 1,000 bushels. In other words, the proportion in which he sows determines the proportion in which he reaps. And Paul says the same is true with giving money to God and his kingdom. All right, let's give a little simple example. A person gives $5. The proportion of increase is 10 times. So what is he going to receive back? $50. But if he gives $50 and the proportion of increase is the same, he's going to get back $500. So the proportion in which he gives determines the proportion in which he will receive back. Now, almost everybody can understand that in agriculture, but so few people understand it in the finances of the kingdom of God. But the Bible makes it very clear that just the same kind of laws that apply in agriculture apply in the finances of the kingdom of God. There's a principle of sowing and of reaping. However, in order to obtain the increase, a farmer has to follow certain basic rules. And let me say, I am no farmer, although I did teach agriculture for a little while in East Africa. And I would suggest these basic rules. They may not be complete, that's not important here. First of all, he has to choose good, suitable soil. And he has to choose the right kind of crop for the right kind of soil. Second, he has to make proper preparation of the soil. And third, he has to take proper care of the crop as it grows. If he doesn't meet those conditions, he won't receive the increase that he ought to receive. Not because there's anything wrong with the laws of agriculture, but because he hasn't applied some of the basic rules. Let me say this. A farmer does not walk down the street of the town casting his seed into the gutter on either side of the street and then expect a harvest. Now, you may say that's absurd, but I have observed many Christians do something that's analogous with their money. They cast it away without care or prayer in places where it will never bring an increase, and then they wonder why God doesn't bless their finance. So there are certain basic rules that we need to follow, just like the basic rules the farmer needs to follow. We don't sow in the gutter. We choose good soil. We make sure the soil is properly prepared, and we try to see that there's care taken of the crop as it grows.
You know, I want to reiterate the challenge that Derek has given us, that we consider the quality of the soil into which we're planting the seed of our money, of our tithe, of our giving. I love the fact that he doesn't say, listen, just give your money anywhere and God will bless you. But he calls us to be responsible for the soil. Are we planting our money into a ministry that's anointed and fruitful? Are they ethical in how they handle money? Are they doing what's in line with Scripture? Are they prayerful, industrious, efficient? We've seen a lot of quote-unquote ministries that are not that way. You make sure that you're seeding into one that is. So much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance.
And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're here today, and I'm especially delighted for what you're about to hear. Derek Prince is teaching us about money, and there's a very practical approach to it, a very practical approach to your giving, to where you seed your tithe, so to speak, to how you consider the places that you give your money. And I believe that Derek has got some tremendous wisdom for us. So let's listen now as Derek teaches us about giving as sowing.
Let me say this, a farmer does not walk down the street of the town casting his seed into the gutter on either side of the street and then expect a harvest. Now you may say that's absurd, but I have observed many Christians do something that's analogous with their money. They cast it away without care or prayer in places where it will never bring an increase. And then they wonder why God doesn't bless their finance. So there are certain basic rules that we need to follow, just like the basic rules the farmer needs to follow. We don't sow in the gutter. We choose good soil. We make sure the soil is properly prepared, and we try to see that there's care taken of the crop as it grows. So what are the things that we should look at when we consider giving, whether it's to a church or to a ministry or to an organization or what? I'll give you four questions which I think you need to ask. First, is the ministry anointed and fruitful? Is it bringing forth real fruit for the kingdom of God? Second, is it ethical? Are they ethical in the way they appeal for money? And are they ethical in the way they handle money? Are they good and faithful stewards of the money in God's kingdom? Third, is it in line with Scripture? Is what they are doing in obedience to Scripture? That's very important because God blesses what's in line with His Word. And fourth, are they prayerful, industrious, and efficient? One thing the Bible makes very clear is God hates sloppiness. He hates waste, and he hates extravagance. That doesn't mean we have to be stingy, but it does mean we cannot afford to be extravagant, and we should not support extravagance in any ministry. There are also some other practical safeguards which I would like to offer you in connection with investing your money in the kingdom of God. People of this world, when they invest their money, like to get good advice from someone who is proficient in that field. And I think God's children, in their own way, should be equally careful. Let me give you these four safeguards. First of all, be prayerful. Never give except after prayer. Two, avoid impulsive emotional giving. I have seen countless sums of money squandered by people who gave just out of emotion and impulse. I have to warn you, there are people going around deliberately exploiting God's people to get money. And there is no group of people in the world easier to exploit than American Christians. They're so generous, but frankly, they're often so impulsive. Third, maintain contact with whatever it is that you're supporting. Get reports. Find out what's happening. Check on the fruit. And the fourth safeguard, stay within the proportion of your faith and allow God to increase it in a natural way. If you're used to thinking in terms of $10, it's probably unrealistic immediately to think in terms of $1,000. It may not be, but it often is. Faith grows in a natural way. If you've been thinking in terms of $10, start now with 50, and when you are comfortable with 50, move up to 100. I have to say, in my own experience, I've been able to do this over the years. And finally, in this talk, I want to point out to you four results of wise sowing of your money. They're stated by Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he, that is God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. So there are four results of wise sowing. Let me just pick them out and emphasize them. Number one, bread for you to eat. You'll get back all that you need for your own life. Second, you'll get more seed to sow in God's harvest field. You've been giving in terms of $50. You'll find that you can move up to giving in terms of $100. That's seed to sow back into God's harvest field, not to squander on your own selfishness. Third, you'll get an increased store for sowing. Your barn will get bigger. You'll have more to give. And fourth, you'll get an increased harvest from increased sowing. It says there, God will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness.
Do you want to have all that you need for your life? Do you want to have more seed to sow in God's harvest field? Do you want your barn to get bigger, your supply to get bigger? Do you want to increase the harvest from your increased sowing? Well, that's what God is trying to teach us to do as He makes us cheerful, hilarious givers. Ask the Lord to burn that vision in your heart and then give radically. There's more to come, including some special guests with me here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with us today. Joining me in the studio is not only my buddy, my partner in crime, David Holland, who's one of the producers of this show and brings such great wisdom, but also our old friends Zach and Angie Davis are here. Zach is one of the leaders and also the worship leader at the Church of the Harvest in Olive Branch, Mississippi. And the reason we have them here is I think they've got such a great perspective on this issue of giving and receiving, and they bring it to us from a different generation than the one represented in the room. Dave, I'm not calling you old, but I am insinuating that you and I are twice their age. But anyway, it'll be great to hear from them. So thank you guys for being here. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks.
Now, you came from slightly different backgrounds. So, Zach, tell me your perspective. Tell our listeners your background, and then maybe Angie can describe hers, and then maybe you guys can describe how you sort of came together in your relationship to an agreement about God's word on giving.
Great. Well, you know, my story actually starts with my dad and actually his pastor when he was around 30 years old, a little over. And my dad had been going through a really tough time financially, and he just was talking to his pastor about it. And I think the story goes, the pastor listened and finally just looked at my dad and said, "Jim, are you tithing?" And my dad hung his head and said no. But at the end of that conversation that day, he said he would begin. And let me just tell you, since then, my family has been enormously blessed. And my dad he's just so, so blessed in his business, in our lives. So I grew up with abundance, basically, not having to worry about money. And my dad is such a good steward that he instilled in me an ability to understand what money's value really is.
Well, and I do come from a slightly different perspective. Both of my parents were very and are very hard workers, but just going into their marriage, they really didn't have any training about money and finances, saving for the future, anything like that. And even though they were always consistently working hard, it just seemed like it was tough to make ends meet all the time. And so I grew up kind of in that situation. And so it was a very, very different thing for me when I saw Zach and met his family and saw the way that they lived. And I should have known that God was setting me up for something when I first met them. And I've really, really learned a lot since then.
Yeah, I know that, you know, Zach, you're being modest and it would be awkward for you to say so, but your father has been extraordinarily successful in the world of business. The Lord has blessed him very much, and for good reason. Your father is also very giving oriented, and is very much involved in giving to various kingdom oriented ventures around the world. And is a very generous person where kingdom things are concerned. But you grew up in a household that would be considered by most people's standards a fairly well-to-do household amongst abundance. And that wasn't the experience for you, Angie. So as you guys got married, coming from those two very radically different, not radically different, but significantly different financial contexts, but both being on the same page where giving is concerned, how did that merge of households work for you guys?
Well, it was difficult at first, actually, and because I was used to having money, so I just spent it.
Right.
Unfortunately, right, Angie?
Right, yeah.
And Angie was used to not having money, so she wanted to keep it all. So you can imagine the strain we had. So we had to come together, and we formed a budget, and we remember the first time we did not get all tense and upset over that budget. And right then, probably 2 or 3 years ago, everything changed. And we kept giving, and now we are out of debt except for our house, and paid off over 50 grand in debt, and the Lord continues to prosper us just like he has my dad. And we want to leave that to our children. What do you think, honey?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even just this summer, my mom and I were talking, and she was sharing with me from her background and even in her childhood growing up, how they didn't have much. And she kind of carried that over into her own marriage and things like that. And she just marvels that Zach and I understand so much about money and finances and budgeting and saving. And, she asked me, she said, how do you guys know all this? I don't understand. And I said, Mom, it's just God. God has just really been very gracious to us and has sent us the resources and the tools that we needed right at the time when we needed them.
That's wonderful. You know, Stephen, I think one of the takeaway lessons for us from Zach and Angie's testimony is that regardless of what situation you're coming from, the key is to get on board with biblical principles, the biblical principles like the ones Derek has been sharing with us all this week.
Well, and also God is not just interested in the giving side of your financial life. He moves into the whole issue of your budget and the way that you live in the broad sense of your life. He's concerned about everything from your yard to your house to your kids' college education.
Sure.
But it's the giving and the receiving that first opens up that channel, so to speak, to the blessing of God.
That's right.
Listen, I want to thank all three of you for being with us today. This has been a great discussion.
Thank you, Stephen.
That is all the time we have for today, though. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance, both available for your gift of $15 or more to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.